nothing the company has offered has been completed to the required standard. The substantial completion date has been shifted 14 times. The company wants to get additional money by whatever means. These are among the allegations made by the chief officer of the Development Board for the new Children's Hospital at this morning's Oireachtas Committee meeting. The Health Committee is examining why the hospital, which was originally scheduled to open in 2020, has been plagued by delays and enormous cost overruns. David Gunning accused the contractors, BAM, of repeatedly failing to deliver what it had promised. At the weekend, the building company dismissed similar claims by the Minister for Health as misleading, ill-informed and incorrect. Fiacra O'Kiona of our political staff has been following today's hearing.
I think this ties back to a commercial strategy. It's almost as if, you know, we'll slow down the progress, BAM will slow down the progress, and, you know, the hospital is the hostage in this negotiation.
Tough talk in the latest round of the National Children's Hospital blame game, this time at the Oireachtas Health Committee, where officials overseeing the project were under pressure for answers. They included National Paediatric Hospital Development Board Chief Officer David Gunning, who after years of delays and runaway budgets, was in no mood to mince his words.
In the last 4 years, the main contractor, BAM, has shifted its substantial completion date 14 times. In the last 12 months alone, BAM has shifted the substantial completion date 4 times, pushing out the completion date by a total of 8 months. BAM is currently communicating June 2025 as its anticipated substantial completion date. In the absence of a written, contractually compliant, realistic and resource-loaded programme, the NPHDB cannot and will not simply accept BAM's ongoing deferral dates.
Not good enough, according to committee members, including Fine Gael Senator Martin Conway, who asked Mr Gunning if the latest hope for a deadline of June 2025 is realistic.
It is reasonable to expect that when you come to the end of a project this size, that there will be further delays. So can you sit before the committee and give us an assurance that you don't believe it'll be pushed out again? Because I don't think anybody here believes that there's not going to be further delays.
As of right now, we don't have a detailed programme from BAM. We don't have the details setting out how the contractor plans to execute the last 10 months of the project. Yeah. And without that detail, I certainly would not go so far as to give any assurance to this committee in terms of the bankability or the confidence in the June 25 date. We have been dealing with this, I personally in this role for 5 years, and dealing with this as it has moved out and out and out. And to say we're sick of it.
A sickness that seems to be spreading, Sinn Féin health spokesperson David Cullinan, the latest to catch it, and giving no sympathy for officials also suffering from the Children's Hospital blues.
I'm sick of all of the failures as well. I'm sick of the fact that we've had 14 completion dates which have come and which have gone, in fact 17 in total, if we're being honest. I'm sick that the costs have escalated to the point where it's now 2.2 billion and potentially will be more. But I'm also sick that children will not have access to the state-of-the-art services.
Deputy Cullinan told Mr Gunning the situation is unbelievable, asking him if the contractor BAM is getting the message.
Our message to the contractor, twofold. When are we getting our hospital? Not one penny more. They're the 2 points.
But my point is that you cannot say for certain if it's not one penny more.
Facing more questions, Mr Gunning told Fianna Fáil TD John Lahart he met with BAM officials in recent days to express his concerns.
Yesterday, 2 weeks, I had a long conversation with BAM Ireland's chief executive.
Okay, was that one-to-one or was
yes,
it over the phone? Yeah, okay. And what would that conversation have gone?
Well, it was a without prejudice conversation, and you can imagine it was about programme. And I'm not going to go into the details. It was about resourcing. It was about, you know, from BAM's point of view, it's how do we resolve, how do they get to resolve their commercial difficulties, which is back to money. Our key points are, when are we getting our hospital? That's it.
The standoff led to Independent Senator Francis Black asking if the hospital will ever be built. A worst-case scenario, Mr Gunning said, must not be allowed to happen.
and will not be allocated more money beyond what is provided for under the contract. So given the volume of claims submitted by BAM, is there any instance or provision within the contract that would cause work on the project to come to a halt completely? And I also wanted to, I suppose, clarify whether an updated baseline programme has been provided.
So we have not yet got an updated baseline programme. Okay. And we discussed that at some length earlier on. In terms of works coming to a halt, you know, that would be a terrible situation to arrive at. It would be just be unacceptable to all of us. There are examples around the world of hospitals that, for whatever reason, came to a stop. Mm-hmm. And the recovery period for those is years.
Mm-hmm. And that report from the Oireachtas Health Committee was by Fiacra O'Kinna of our political staff. I should say that we have asked BAM for a statement in response to this morning's hearing, but so far we haven't received anything. Joining us now from our Oireachtas studio is one of the Health Committee's members, Róisín Shortall. We got this sense this morning, Róisín Shortall, of a relationship that has completely broken down. Do you accept the board's version of events?
Good afternoon, Rachel. I have to say it's impossible to know. The whole experience this morning at the committee was quite depressing, I thought, in terms of the purpose of all of this, which is to provide a world-class hospital for children who are sick in this country. And there was no assurance that we were anywhere closer to getting a definitive date on the opening or indeed a completion price. And they're the two fundamentals. And, you know, we had a lot of criticism of BAM. Who knows how much of that is justified. But what we're seeing now in recent times is trading of allegations between the Development Board and indeed the Minister for Health and BAM. And I don't think that's getting us anywhere in terms of resolving this, what is a standoff between the two parties.
Isn't there a fundamental problem after today's hearing in that a string of allegations were made about BAM, but you haven't heard from the company? Should they be invited before the committee?
Well, that's something that the committee will have to consider. It would be very unusual to have a commercial private company in before a committee because, you know, there is a chain of command there from the contractor to the Development Board and to the Minister and indeed the Cabinet. This is a major Cabinet project. So that's where the political accountability should be from the Board and from the Minister to the committee. And indeed, the committee have now invited the Minister for Health to attend in 2 weeks' time to really explain to us what action is going to be taken to move this matter forward. Because what we heard today from the Development Board really was no different to what we heard last year, and we're no closer to getting a resolution. You know, there was a huge sense of people shrugging their shoulders and saying, oh, there's problems with the contract. And there certainly does seem to be problems with the contract. The two fundamental issues of getting a compliant programme for the completion of this project. Like, we haven't had a programme for the last 3 years, which is unheard of in terms of a major project. And the other element is the allegation that BAM are inadequately resourcing this project.
Mm-hmm. And that was something that came up again and again from the hospital board. They were saying at one point, listen, we were told there would be a certain number of workers on site at all time. And actually, BAM has never met that figure.
Yes, and that's the case. And the claim was that there's only been 60% of the necessary workforce on the site. But, you know, this has to be moved on somehow. And, you know, saying there's a problem with the contract, complaining about BAM and repeating those allegations really don't get us anywhere. And we need to move this on. And we have to bear in mind that there were mistakes made in relation to the original contract. It was a two-stage contract. That has certainly complicated it. And, you know, after Leo Varadkar, as Minister for Health, admitted that the first phase of that was flawed, the second phase then was signed off by the current Taoiseach as Minister for Health then. And he said that, you know, this was going to assure us that there would be no more delays with the timescale or indeed any excesses to the budget. Now, that hasn't proven to be the case. So there are major problems with the contract. And indeed, you know, this whole thing about a public works contract needs to be examined very carefully, because it certainly has been proven to be very deficient in relation to the Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. And we have to make sure we don't repeat those mistakes in relation to the Maternity Hospital, for example, or other major projects.
And as you say, these are all lessons that need to be learned. But in the meantime, Senator Martin Conway, we heard him there in Fiacca's report. He said he found it hard to see the hospital opening before 2027. Would you concur with that date?
Yes, I would. You know, Mr. Gunning said this morning that BAM are saying now June next year. And he's saying that's unacceptable. But he also said that he had no confidence at all that that date would be adhered to. And like, we're just back in a situation where there is this serious logjam and there is no pathway to resolving that. And that's why I raised the question, is there a case now, given that this logjam has gone on for so long and we're no nearer to getting the answers that we need, is there a case for a political intervention at the highest possible level in relation to BAM? And, you know, I'd pose that question, is it now time for the Taoiseach to take steps to move this very important project on, because it's stuck at the moment?
Róisín Shortall of the Social Democrats, thank you for talking to us on the News at One.